Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about paradise. And in this hadith is a hadith in which the Imam encourages us to work towards the acquisition of paradise. Of course, you know that the paradise, the Jannat, is a concept, Quranic concept, a concept in Islam. And this has, been mentioned many times in the Holy Quran. You know, just enough, just by way of passing, one of the verses in which the paradise has been mentioned is this verse of the Holy Quran, where God says, "And hasten towards your Lord's forgiveness, and a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the God-weary." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Indeed, I have not seen anything like paradise, the seeker whereof is sleeping, nor have I seen anything like the fire, whose escapee is sleeping." Perhaps reference to the fact that, you know, we desire paradise, every person desires paradise, and every person seeks to flee from hell, but at the same time, none of us really ardently work towards their acquisition of paradise, or ardently, you know, seek to, flee from the punishments of hell. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Paradise is the abode of security. Al-Jannatu Darul Aman." Security is one of those great things that in one hadith it's been mentioned that its true worth and value is not appreciated until it is lost. You know, there's a prophetic hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are two blessings which are not appreciated or underappreciated until they are lost. One of them is good health, and the other is security and safety." In one hadith regarding the fact that regarding the price for paradise, it has been mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The price for paradise is righteous deeds." And he also said something similar, where he said, "The price for paradise is abstention from the world." Thamanul Jannat az-zuhdu fi dunya. It has been transmitted that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Saying there is no God but Allah, La ilaha illallah, the slogan of Islam, is the price for paradise." Of course, there are numerous requirements which must be fulfilled if a person wishes to enter paradise. For example, in the Holy Quran we read, "And whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, such shall enter paradise, and they will not be wronged so much as the speck of a date stone. This is the paradise we will give as inheritance to those of our servants who are God-weary." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at paradise in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli صلي على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد